Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, producer Ryan here. There were some technical issues during the recording of this episode, so we do apologize for the poor audio quality, but please try to enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Everybody. That's never happened before. A whole audience yelling hey back at me. It's great to be back here at Hyenas, and they ran out and bought an extra microphone because I, you know, there's a miscommunication. I have three guests, and then there's me, and they had three mics, so they went out and got a new one. So I'm hoping that it works. And that also, is it me or is there like a strange, does it sound like we're in a multiplex and Independence Day is playing next door? Anyway, my name is Doug Benson. You killed my father, prepare to die. Also, I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. Coming to you from the aforementioned Hyenas Comedy Club at Mockingbird Station in Dallas, Texas on Saturday, June 15th, 2 Oceans 13 at 4:20. Ish. Let me see your name tags. Oh, dude, I love movies too. Is your name Dude? Sam? You should put your name on there somewhere. Oh, it is? What is that? Oh, I saw that today on Twitter. It's the Incredible. Instead of the Incredibles, you just slapped a post it with your name, which is, what's your name?
Abel.
Abel? As in Cain and Abel? What kind of fucked up? I also saw El Mariachi, Michelle Mariachi, on the internet today. Her boyfriend made that for her, so don't give her credit for that. Wow, there's lots of good ones. There's a giant softball, Jordan style. There's a box of peanut butter Captain Crunch, which I would completely fuck that up if... If I got to pick a name tag, that's the one I would choose. T to be honest with you. Oh, and someone has not only a it's not R2-D2. What's that one called? Yeah, it's another. Oh my God, you nerds, shut up for 2 seconds. It's like a room full of Sam Levines. She doesn't know the name of it, but just...
I think it's R5-D4.
R5-D4? They have such catchy names, those droids. Really, it's really hard for them to have sex because it's weird to yell those numbers out. Oh, R5-D4. Oh! Well, thank you. There's a blinking one over there. Well, thank you guys so much for bringing so many terrific name tags. Is that Ryan Gosling? Okay, I don't care for him. He is too handsome and talented for my taste. But it's nice and air-conditioned in here. That's exciting. Because it's a hot one, Dallas. I know you know because you live here. Since last I spoke and you listened, I am still recovering from yesterday's taping in Chicago with Brian Posehn, Pete Holmes, Kumail Nanjiani, and Lil Wolverine. The four of them should be in a movie together, and it would be called The Irascibles. Like The Expendables, but more ornery. As if that's possible. Today's panel is going to be much more docile, and I'm excited about that. And it's, in my opinion, a more attractive panel. And maybe there's like two, it's like just seems a little echoey and poppy on my microphone. If you could, if there's any way to fix that. If there isn't, then I'll do the whole show Bane style. Let me read the next line of my script as Bane.
Philadelphia. Next weekend's Doug Loves Movies taping is sold out.
Still making weird noises, but I will be doing a stand-up show at Helium in Philadelphia next Saturday at 4:20, and we will play the Leonard Maltin game at the end, so you could come to that if you want. Is it getting worse? Is that what's happening? Let's see, what else do I want to tell you guys? Oh, my boycott, my 1 week boycott of Man of Steel doesn't seem to have made much of a dent. It's making a shit ton of money, but at least I gave it a shot, trying to support special effects artists, and, you know, just perhaps Super Jaime should not take on Superman. And Minneapolis, July 12th, Varsity Theater, Doug Loves Movies, DougLovesMovies.com for all of my tour dates. Prize bag is chock full of stuff today. It's very, very, very packed prize bag. I will tell you about the stuff I brought, and then I'm going to tell you about the stuff the guests brought when they get out here. I have a copy of a motion picture called Manborg. Yeah, it's come highly recommended to me. I haven't seen it yet, but I am going to check it out for sure. A T-shirt from, I think the company's called Threadless, I think is the name of it. And it's Abraham Lincoln punching a dinosaur in the face. It's pretty spectacular shirt. And there's another shirt in here. I was in Bloomington, Indiana, and there's a cookie store there called Baked. And then on the front it says, support your local economy, get baked. So that's a neat shirt that I generally don't wear something like that because of law enforcement when I'm traveling around. A buddy of mine named Mike James made a documentary called Open Mic Night After the Apocalypse. And it's, here's the description on the back, a feature-length documentary that tells the story of three independent filmmakers who invited seven indie rock bands from Los Angeles and their biggest fans out to the edge of the Mojave Desert to film a one-of-a-kind musical and spiritual experience. Yeah. And it's on Blu-ray, which I do not have. I know, I'm so lame. I don't have a Blu-ray player, so I can't watch it, so I might as well give it away. And Mike James is also one of the guys from 5 Second Films, those fun movies at 5secondfilms.com that I've appeared in a bunch of them. And I brought a copy of Smug Life. Let's get the guests out here, you guys. Please give a big warm welcome to Chris Cubis, Dustin Ibarra, and Rachel Feinstein. Woo! Now, Dustin's microphone has a button on it that they told me you've got to press first.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah!
That was freaking me out, too. He told me, he's like, if you get the middle one, you got to press a button. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with that.
I didn't think he was going to be able to manage it at all. I had no faith. That was incredible.
It's a complicated thing. But everybody sounds pretty good so far. Let's start with Rachel Feinstein is here, everybody. She was nice enough to bring a copy of her comedy CD called Thug Tears.
That's right.
And look at the cover of this thing, and then look at the cover of my. This is just, you know, we didn't plan this with each other at all.
Oh my God, I didn't even know.
But mine's a total rap thing too, and it's called Smug Life. And I don't know about yours, Rachel, but mine, Walmart puts it in the rap section. So I am moving no units.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And you're playing here at Hyenas in Dallas this weekend.
Yes, yeah.
Tonight, two more shows, right?
Two more shows.
So people aren't going to hear this in time to come down. But check her out next time she comes to town or elsewhere.
Please.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Chris Cubis is here, everybody.
Hello. On the ghetto.
Austin comedy phenom.
Woo,
I like to
phenom?
Call you.
I'll take phenom.
Phenom, sure.
Sea of disappointed faces that don't know who I am because I'm not from Dallas.
Hey, at least some of them. At least some of them thought you were Reggie Watts.
Yes. Which means they're more disappointed. It's not helping.
I hear he gets a tremendous amount of pussy in Austin. A lot of Reggie Watts' spillover ass goes to him. So.
The first time Reggie Watts loves.
I can't beatbox or nothing. I can't follow up.
Reggie Watts loves edibles and drinkables when it comes to marijuana. He's not really, he doesn't like to smoke it. And the first time I met Chris, or maybe I had met him before and I was just too high to remember, but what I thought the first time was that I met him, I thought he was Reggie, and I ran up to him and I put a tincture in his drink without even asking him if he wanted it.
You absolutely did. It was at South By, and I was like, thanks, Doug. I got to go back to work. So that was a great bartending shift for me that night.
And Dustin Ibarra is here. Am I pronouncing that right,
yes,
Dustin?
Yes, Dustin Ibarra. Yes. Yeah, it's me.
It was my good fortune that we haven't met before, but you're playing over at the Hyenas in Fort Worth this weekend.
Yeah.
You were nice enough to agree to come over here and do this.
Yeah.
And you also.
That was funny, dude. We worked together before. Yeah.
Where?
Like here? A whole week. Someone had to have been here that week where we worked together. Right? You remember that? I don't leave an impression at all.
You were
a good one or a bad one, so that's nice.
You were living here?
Yeah, I used to live here.
Yeah. So that was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a few years
in
back.
My defense. And
yeah,
also... And also, you did some sets, or you? Because I always bring my own opener, so you must have been.
We hung out. We went places. It was,
where did we go?
CD shop. No, we actually we worked together the whole week, but we didn't go anywhere. But
did you guys eat? Did you have?
No, that's what it was. No. We smoked together and just chilled.
I remember you were really funny.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Now that I see you in front of the hyena with the microphone,
yeah, this is,
it's all coming together.
Yeah, right. Okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
Do you remember that or no?
Yeah, I do. We met at, I believe, in Miami.
Yes, at South Beach Comedy Festival.
I was hosting a showcase of hot comics. I think they even called it that.
They did. It was
hot comics.
Vaguely embarrassing title. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just pacing around backstage, Feinstein. Because I don't know why I'd want, does anyone call themselves Feinstein? I guess some people do.
There's a famous sculptor named Rachel Feinstein who I always get mixed up with, and I once got a call from like Vogue saying they wanted to like cover me in their fashion issue, and I got real excited. Turns out it was the wrong Rachel Feinstein.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
Me? I shop at Forever 21. And they were like... They're like, no, we think you got class. And then there was like a very soft apology phone call. It was painful. I told some people and I had to untell them. Yeah.
That's sad.
It is. There is a sadness to that story.
I don't tell anybody anything about anything in showbiz wise because everything falls through.
Yes.
Like, I didn't even... I have friends and family that live here. I didn't tell them about this show. What if they didn't get, if they didn't find that fourth microphone, it wouldn't have happened. And Chris brought...
I do the opposite. I tell people I'm in stuff all the time, because then I can just go, oh, yeah, I booked this part in Transformers 4. It's going to be great. And then, ah, it just didn't work out. You know how it is. But things are looking good. I'm landing all these roles. Cutting room floor. It's just a business.
Yeah. Goddamn liar. You brought some interesting gifts, though, for the bag.
I did.
I'm sure, you know, you just kind of assume that Dustin wouldn't have gotten the message that that's part of the thing. You bring something to give away.
Yeah, man, I feel like an ass about that.
No,
Randy told me today.
I told Randy to tell you.
Randy was like, you're going to be on the podcast today. And I'm like, okay, so we're going to talk about movies and shit. But I didn't know, like, to bring stuff and, like... Just feel awful.
I feel like you're going to be great at the Leonard Maltin game.
It's just...
Oh, great man. At understanding it. But seriously, I you know, one of my best friends is Sarah Silverman, and she was just on the show last week, and she still doesn't get how it works. And she used to play it with me all the time. We, like, invented it together, and she doesn't get it. So, you know...
I planned a series of fun-loving expressions for when I get things wrong, so that's making me feel a little bit better, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's
I just
great
have, like, a lot of wacky,
of
like, you do the math expressions after I get a wrong answer.
Chris brought a... I'm going to start with this other one. Because it's falling apart. VHS. Does anybody have a VHS player? He brought... Aww. This is crazy. It's called Home Safe, starring Martin Short. And he's pretty young there, but he was still like a comedian who did wacky things. But this looks very sincere. This VHS covers childproofing, first aid, choking, CPR, cuts slash scrapes. Ah, that's funny. Slash. Burns, falls, fevers, and bites.
Yeah, and apparently kidnapping fat children. Because that child
Yeah, he's
about
got like a
cry.
Fat kid on his
Big
arm.
Kid, yeah.
Any second.
And but I love it's I think,
and it's not that old. Like, how much money did he owe the IRS where he was like, yeah, I'll do whatever. I took a first aid course in high school, just film it.
Maybe is that the situation he's using the kid to get himself out of back taxes or some sort of zany plot like that? What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's just really into, like, maybe they let him, like, bite the kids and then talk about how how to take care of it.
If one of those kids were Danny Glover, it'd be sad. But no, no pure luck. That was lame.
What does that mean?
No, because you guys remember that movie Pure Luck with Danny Glover and Martin Short? I reached for that one. I'm like, in my head, if you guys could see the wheels, it was like Martin Short equals Danny Glover. Ah, there we go.
That's a deep cut for a room of, like, pot smokers. I don't remember that shit.
It's like, Dusty, you need input now. Danny Glover! Ah, fuck. I'm
Not
sorry.
Everybody here today smokes pot, Chris. Some just like movies.
Yeah.
Or love
movies.
Yeah,
but movies. That diagram is essentially an eclipse in this room. It's very much two circles on top of each other.
And you also brought another VHS that has the best title.
It's the best.
And neither one of us knows what it is. But it's called There Goes a Motorcycle.
Just like a shot of traffic and silence, and then, oh, there goes a motorcycle, David.
Well, the
oh,
one
wait, there
on
goes
the,
it, there
the one on the cover is going through, like, it's kind of looks like it's going through the cover of the, like, it's breaking through the paper on the front of the
yeah. It's almost 3D.
Yeah, so maybe that's why it's called There Goes a Motorcycle, because. Oh, it's for... Now I get it. It's for ages 3 to 8. So no one who wins tonight is allowed to watch this. It's like kiddie porn, but when I said I mean it's porn for children. It's porn for little 3-year-old boys to watch motorcycles go by.
They like the vroom noise. It helps them fall asleep.
So all of that could be somebody's when we get to that that portion of the show today. So it's a good prize bag. It's an especially good prize bag to invite your friends over and get high and watch and wear all these things. You could have a viewing party fashion show. I always like to ask all the guests if they've been to the cinema lately and talk about that. Rachel, have you seen any movies lately? It could be something you watch at home or on a plane or something.
I watched Spring Breakers recently. It was kind of like watching like barely legal porn, just a lot of close up of like under ass and creative new ass angles.
Is there any nakedness in that? Like,
it was just like basically they were just being, it's like every parent's worst fear that your kid just goes to school and just becomes this unstoppable godless whore. I don't know, it was supposed to be really artsy, but it was just them whoring, like the kind of level of whoring that's like every parent's worst fear, like where the girl's like next to a dick, like taking like thumbs up pictures, just like encouraging her own whoring, just like having the time to just stop and be like, this is a great idea.
It really is a movie for men who don't have daughters. Then you're in the clear. You could sit there and watch it. But if you have a daughter, it'd be horrifying to watch that movie.
Yeah, there's not a straight man that doesn't have like a semi the entire time, at least.
I got one now just listening to the description.
The description is pretty sexy.
New ass angles. That's amazing. Yeah.
I knew that movie was going to be a tease, though, because they showed a bunch of hot chicks, and you knew none of them were going to get naked, but they were all like, oh, we're about to, but no, you're not.
You see the boobs of a lot of extras, and the director's wife.
Yes.
The director's wife is one of the four lead girls, and so she's naked, because, you know, he probably talked her into it. When
there's
he was
a lot of like
hiring her.
You gotta wait after the credits for the good shit. It's like Iron Man. Afterwards, then Vanessa Hudgens is there with her boobs. Like, see what you're waiting for.
They just like they whore for like a week at a time, and then they like call their moms in between. And they're like, Mom, college is so great. Everything is really random. I spend all of my time on my hands and knees. It's so random. And then.
Yeah, and then they do this weird looping thing in the movie where then 2 seconds later, everything is so random. I was on my hands. Like, they repeat all the lines over and over again. So it's really hard to jerk off to.
That's bad dialogue will kill a boner so quickly.
Such a boner killer.
You couldn't have said something else.
Yeah, and James Franco with grills isn't really getting me going either. White dreads. It's not a good look. But he gives one of his more committed performances. I believed him more as that than I did as Great, Great and Powerful Oz.
I like to think of Spring Breakers as like a sequel to Spider-Man, you know? Like, that's where the Oz son went when shit got bad.
I know.
Listen, you own Oscorp. What are you going to do? I'm going to go Spring Break, you know?
I just watched it for Gucci Mane. I've always thought he was a true artist, and I wanted to see what he brought to the table. And I was not disappointed. But I also saw Small Time Crooks, which I watched on the old movie at home.
Yeah, it's
recently.
A Woody Allen movie.
Yeah, I like movies where I've always thought movies are funny where people are pretending to have class that don't, or like breaking into the classy people somehow. Like, I don't know, it's always funny to me. I also like it when people get kicked out of some place and keep trying to come back in through a variety of entrances. Reason that's always funny to me. Someone being told specifically, you've got to leave. No, seriously, you're.
My ex knows all about that.
I just like that expression. I just want to say to people, I got kicked. Yeah, I was trying to have sex with this girl, but she kicked me out of one place, so I tried all the other entrances. She was like, not the ear. Dustin, what have you seen at home or at the movies lately?
At home, I saw the old Superman yesterday because they were playing that, I guess, to pump you up.
Oh, you were revving up for the new Superman?
Yeah, I was. But
which old Superman?
The one where he spins the world, you know, back in time, and he saves Lois Lane.
Yeah, that
spoiler alert, sorry. I don't know.
That kind of ruined that franchise when Superman could just fly around the world and turn time back. Like, he could pretty much do that for every emergency from now on.
Yeah,
like, oh, there's a cat in that tree? Let me just fly around a few times and
exactly.
Get that cat back where it belongs.
Superman's that kid that always wins. Like, no, you didn't get me. Oh, I can fly now. Like, damn it. No, you can't, Superman.
This is
he can't actually.
He can't fly.
Does that one of his bigger
things? Flash. Fuck. No.
Does that old one hold up? Like, is it entertaining?
No, dude. It's kind of like I don't. It's a great movie, but it's like I guess back in the day you couldn't see corniness that well, you know. And I guess, but in, you know, at the time, it's like I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is a great movie. This made a bunch of money. And I'm like, whoa, I don't, like, people were into this, you know? And I wonder if they're going to look back at, like, Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight or something. Is it going to be corny? Like,
you know that he's not going to take Lois Lane up in the air and then she's going to read a tone poem about what it's like to be held by Superman in the sky. Yes.
And then he let her go. What a dick. Why did he do that? I was watching and he's like holding her and then he's like, but like, oh, so you slipped. It's like, really, Superman? Then she's...
Wait, I missed that. But he just deposited her somewhere?
No, he lets go of her and then he catches her again.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, oh. Just to show her, like, hey, no, look, I'm fucking Superman.
Yeah, don't fuck with me. You better not write that article. Exactly. I will come down to the Daily Planet, pick you up, and drop you.
Oh, he was showing off then. That's what he was doing. It's showing her that he had a couple tricks up his sleeve.
But it's not like he wasn't going to bang her anyway. It's like, I'm fucking Superman. Oh, no, but I can also save you. Guess what? It's like, dude.
You know, though, he could look through everybody's dress and just go home and jerk off.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually need to date anyone.
You're right. He had all the tittage just at his... Wow. We're thinking about that. You got stuck there.
I am. No, because I remember as a kid, that would have been the shit, dude.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah, that remains a constant, I think.
Thanks. I'm never going to,
I don't think Apple's ever going to have a great enough product to trump seeing through clothes.
You haven't tried Google Goggles yet? The new Google Goggles.
Oh, please.
That's a good feature.
Oh, everyone.
Downloadable content. You got to wait.
I don't want to wear some because then chicks will know. I'm looking at them with the Google glasses. They're like, what the fuck is this
guy
looking
at? They know already, Dustin. Look at you.
I'm undressing it. But the glasses, then it's really creepy.
What's your ethnic background, Dustin?
Why is that?
It's just interesting.
Am I in trouble? I gotta go, guys. Nah.
He's trying to get to the bottom of your cocktail of problems.
Why do you want to see
Ibarra? What is that?
It's Mexican.
Oh, that's okay. Yes.
It's pronounced Ibarra, actually. Right. But I say Ibarra and people trip up on it. I'm not one of those dudes that trips up on my name. Like, people are like, Ibarra. I'm like, okay, thank you.
That was one, though, that I wasn't worried about mispronouncing it because it doesn't seem like there's any other options. It just seems like the Y should be pronounced E, right?
If there was a Z in there, then you'd be done.
Like, people would be like, why Ibarra?
Yeah, they do, but it's like, I suck at Spanish. My dad was a Mexican one, and he took off, so I have no, like, other cultural shit, you know? So, like, he basically left me with being Mexican and then took the fuck off. Like, hey, guess what? You're Mexican. See you later, buddy. So now, like, shit.
So long, you filthy Mexican.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm
out. Didn't expect my Mexican kid to be Mexican.
Yeah, dude. So he took off and left me with being Mexican, and so...
But you'll always have the Dream Act or whatever.
Yeah, you know.
You got to stay, right?
I want to say that. That's what he's key. That's what his problem is. Yeah. It's Father's Day. No.
Not yet. Not till midnight. I do a countdown and I get fucked up.
Midnight's when it's so good.
They're going to play some soft piano music under that monologue.
Oh, man.
That's a good idea. We've never scored the sadder passages of the show.
That sad Hulk walking away.
Try to get some
music.
John Williams in there or something. Chris, have you been to the movies?
I saw The Place Beyond the Pines. Gosling, sleepy movie. I fell asleep. I didn't fall asleep. It's just when it was... There's so many endings.
It's
that movie
very long.
Ends like five times. It's like the Lord of the Rings. That movie just keeps having endings. And then they do a weird thing. It's not a spoiler, but that movie takes place over like 15, 20 years or whatever. And they prosthetically age Eva Mendez. They give her wrinkles and gray hair. She looks like a Puerto Rican witch. But then they don't do that to anyone else in the movie. They cut Bradley Cooper's hair. That's all they do. So now she's just this weird, out-of-place crypt keeper in the middle of this movie. It's odd.
Women don't age well. Ryan Gosling's
still
gonna look
a lesson,
like a
ladies.
In like 30 years.
And then it's weird that Rachel said small-time crooks, because I've been doing this thing at home where I'm trying to like fill in gaps in my movie watching. You know what I mean? Like, I've watched a lot of movies, but there's some that I should have seen and I haven't seen. And I've been living this lie for so long. Up until like a month ago, I'd only ever seen like 3 Woody Allen movies. And
this guy over here is this white man. Yeah. Disgusted.
That's why I've been doing done it. I've been trying to infiltrate. You can't infiltrate white conversations without Woody Allen knowledge. So I just lie. I'm like, oh, like, you love Annie Hall? I'm like, yeah, I love that scene where Annie is in the hall or whatever. I don't know what the movie's about. So I've been lying my whole life. I'd only seen, like, small-time crooks. I saw Hannah and her sisters when I was 12. Didn't really catch me at 12 years old. And, like, maybe deconstructing Harry. So now I've been, like, going back and watching all these awesome Woody Allen.
I'm Broadway, trying to think Danny of, like, Rhodes I bet recently. You there's been, like, maybe 10 black people in the history of Woody Allen movies, like, in the movies. So there's nothing for you to necessarily relate to when you were younger.
Well, I'm a person. I can still relate to...
Wait a second.
Oh, jeez.
Breaking
I'm bringing
news.
Down the race issues,
this
man.
Just in.
I'm a person.
He is a person, you guys. He is a person that needs to be taught safety by Martin Short, just like everybody else.
So I watched Broadway Danny Rhodes recently. It was awesome. And I watched Bananas for the first time, like, maybe 2 weeks ago. It was amazing. I'm in this weird spot where now I'm trying to be, like, experiencing this thing for the first time with a whole room of people who've been there 20 years ago. No one wants to talk about these movies with me, so I'm just like...
Well, also, you sad. Picked a filmmaker who, you know, the world is sort of soured on because of his personal exploits. And, like, the fact that, like, in Manhattan, he dated a 17-year-old, and then in real life, he followed through and did the same thing, but decided to just go ahead and pick from his own family. So... there's a lot of people that just are disgusted with him.
I don't like the later years Michael Jackson catalog either, but, you know, Thriller's still great. I'm going to put Thriller on. It's before the problems. You separate the art from the artist or something. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I guess that's important to do.
If you fuck kids, I guess. Yeah, I guess that's an important thing for your canon.
It's a good rule of thumb.
Oh, shit. You're like the bad boy of this podcast.
You yeah. Just, yeah, this is.
Rachel asked before we went
I thought
Jeff like,
Benson
okay
was the bad boy of his own podcast, but maybe not. Maybe it's you. You don't play by the rules.
Oh, are these drinks
I
for
play
us?
By my own rules.
Oh, my God. She's standing here patiently with a bunch of drinks. Thank you so much. So I assume this is vodka for
sweet.
Me, and
thank
then
you.
And thanks. Then beers for everybody else.
Oh,
a customer bought those for us.
Thank you.
Aww,
before we met. Before he found out I didn't know any Woody Allen films, he wants his drink back.
Now he's so furious and so disgusted with you.
Is that what you guys wanted?
Perfect. Yeah. That's what I was already drinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
man,
like
knows.
They knew.
All right. Rachel?
I'm happy. Yeah.
Okay, she's happy with that. Thanks, dude. Do you have a name tag? No? Interesting. Because one of them might have picked you now that you plied them with liquor. Nobody's ever tried that before. Now every one of my shows, everyone's going to get shit-faced.
Scribble some shit on that napkin real quick. I'm not picky. It's fine.
Don't do that to the people that spend 10 minutes photoshopping.
I was...
It takes longer than that, right? I don't know. I don't know how to do it, so I'm jealous. Where are we at? How's it going? Oh, we're doing great.
Yeah, we are, Doug. Yeah, wow. We are.
I want you to get back to me on those Woody Allen movies.
Well.
I will never... I don't think there's a single Woody Allen movie. Maybe Interior is that really boring drama. But, like, there's no Woody Allen movie that I would do a movie interruption of, you know, where I sit try to mock it because, you know, they're all pretty fast-paced and shit's going on. And although Match Point might be fun because that was, like, just a thriller or whatever. It wasn't particularly funny. But Chris is going to be joining me in, I should say, in Austin, Texas, if any of you guys want to make a road trip. First weekend of July, the 6th and 7th, I'm doing 3 movie interruptions at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz in downtown Austin. It's going to be Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And and then Hulk, the one that was just called Hulk.
Yeah.
And Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
Oh, man.
And the idea is those were all movies that were out and having varying degrees of success in the summer 10 years ago. It's like 10-year anniversary screenings that we honor them by fucking with them. And Chris is going to join in on at least one of those. What's that? Don't say which one. It's a surprise.
Never mind. It's a secret.
Okay.
I'm sure these people are like, oh, no, I was going to go to the one that guy I've never heard of was on. Can't wait. I bought tickets.
Yeah, I was texting you and I fucked up the which movie was which, so I don't even know which one you're doing. But it should be a lot of fun. And how long's the drive to Austin from here? You just did it, Chris.
3 hours, two and a half if you drive like an idiot.
Do you hit some... Do you hit some weird traffic?
We hit some weird construction or something. I don't know what it was, but it was by a check stop. It was all backed up. It might have just been people getting kolaches. I don't know, but...
Do you smoke whenever you drive back and forth from here to Austin? Yeah, dude.
What are you talking about?
No way, bro. It's like...
Well, I try to get it in as much as I can before I hit that Travis County line because I'm scared of the cops on the other side of it, so I just eat all of it as I can coast on the rest of the way.
We look like such potheads too. Oh, it's such a risk, man.
Ridiculous.
I got busted last time I was here and they brought out the dog on me, which they didn't even need the fucking dog. I don't know why they did that shit. As soon as the dog got there, he looked at me, oh, I got this motherfucker. His red rocket came out.
The dog's like, I've got eyes.
Yeah.
Take a breather, nose.
Fucking German Shepherd.
Rest up, olfactory senses. We're going all eyeballs on this one. My name's McGruff.
He got a promotion probably after that. He got me, dude. So, yeah, that's why I don't smoke in Texas.
Whenever I'm at the airport,
I'm driving. I'm scared of the rest of the state. Austin's fine, but the rest of the state, I'm
Austin's like a little haven. Like, that's where all the potheads go. Let us in, please.
Well, they don't have to ask. You can just come. Like, we don't really turn anybody away.
There's, there's even a special booth you can go to blow weed in Rick Perry's face.
That's why that governor's mansion burned down like 3 years ago. Somebody was throwing too many joints at it and burned the fuck down.
Oh, man, that'd be the best way to start a fire.
I'm curious, Dustin, it doesn't have anything to do with movies, but why did you get busted here?
Because it was at a checkpoint, and the dog, they brought out the dog, and they saw me, and I got busted.
The dog went crazy? Like, it started barking?
Yeah, it was funny because we were pulling up, and he just got all excited and shit. And then we pulled over, and luckily I didn't have any weed on me, but I had a pipe, and the dog goes straight to the pipe, you know? And the cop's like, you know what this is? Which is like, yeah, dude, I know what it is. It's dummy. Then he's like, get out of my town. He's like, do you have any more weed on you? I'm like, no. He's like, okay, get out of here. But I did. I thought. Me and my buddy, we were doing the comic strip in El Paso. And we were driving back. And we pulled over like 2 miles after that checkpoint. And probably not, you know. It's dangerous, but fuck it, I guess. Don't you hate when you look back at things with a piehead while you're talking? You're like, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. That was probably not a good idea.
I like that you appear in the movie Hop.
Yeah, I was.
Like, that's pretty cool that a known drug user like yourself.
I don't think I'm known. You
are now.
Let's calm down. No one knows me, bro.
What did you do in Hop? I missed that one.
He doesn't remember either. He has no idea.
I was Cody, the mailroom guy, and I had a scene with Chelsea Handler, and I come in, and they're like, this is Cody, our mailroom guy. He's getting promoted. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, mister? I do something silly, you know? And then that's the end of my scene. And
see, he has no idea.
I went in and
I did something silly.
Well, I could do the whole thing, you know. You want me to be like, hey, oh, hey, what's up, Mrs. Banks? Oh yeah, hey. I can't do the whole thing. I can't. Oh my god! But I was in it, and you know, a crazy story about that. I went with my buddies to see it, and we went in, and we just went up to my part in the movie, and then got our money back. It was so expensive.
What'd you say? You said you didn't like it?
I said, we gotta go. We had prior engagements, and luckily, like, they put me, like, it was towards the beginning, so I was like, oh yes, you know, like. Get bone out. I don't want to watch because we're adult men and we're watching the movie Hop. And then
this wasn't an animated movie? I don't even know what you're
talking about. No, it was part animated. And
Russell
part,
Brand is the voice of the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, yeah. And, it's wild, man.
He's like, I put some eggs in you.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
But I just like the idea of like families watching Hop, and when you come on and you're seeing the dogs go crazy. Well, now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Got some amazing name tags here in Dallas. You guys really turned it out. There's a gentleman with looks like his work badge on a laminate and on the lanyard.
The lady knows.
So pick your name tags, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back. Let me see who you guys are playing for. That's the part where I sneakily slip in a commercial. I always like to make a vine of this part. Rachel, who are you playing for? Oh, you picked the Ryan Gosling
Her name is Rona, and she's got this Ryan Gosling image, and then she's like feeding him cereal. It seems like very unstable, and I like it. Like, she's clearly obsessed with him, and she's not well, and I like it. There's just a lot of hearts around him, and she fantasizes about feeding Ryan Gosling.
Well, that's, have you seen all over the internet, there's people take footage of Ryan Gosling like turning away in movies, and they add a spoon with cereal in it, and it's Ryan Gosling refusing cereal. There's like a whole bunch of them. So that's what that's a reference to.
I didn't know that. I support an unstable collage. I like that level of insanity.
Justin has the huge poster that says, Dude, I Love Movies Too, that was made by a guy named Sam, but he didn't put that on there anywhere. Oh, it's on there. It's on there, really small. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Dude, that is very humble of you, Sam, to go with a 10-point font on that. Yeah, you know, it's big. It's probably
too big. Put it down.
Yeah,
we got to see what Chris has.
Yeah, what's your name? It's not on here.
It's
Miss who says that this. I'm not gonna read it, stupid. I was messing with you. We already been through this.
For the listener, she keeps yelling, "Don't read the shit."
What's your name?
Darcy. Okay, Darcy. It says Dar 2 on there.
Roller Derby? I could tell.
Oh, man.
She looks...
Why is it so dirty? I like that it's all soiled.
It should be.
Yeah, she roller derbied all over that thing.
Well, it says that Dar 2 unit has a bad motivator and cookies.
So your roller derby name is Dar 2 D2. Yeah, so that's fun. And then what's the name of your roller derby team? The trauma queens from Denton. Is there any other kind of person in Denton? That's just a random slam on a place I've never been. I thought it might work. I thought people here might like to rag on Denton. Here, I didn't shoot it. Yeah, hold it up for me. I didn't get it from my vine. That's so important. Boom! All right. That's going to be a great vine, you guys. You just throw it on the floor. That's why it's got all that dirt on it. People are just constantly walking on it.
Oh, that was so sad.
But that was smart. Star Wars plus cookies. You're smart.
Nailed it.
That's going to get picked. So, listeners, if you ever come into a show, keep that in mind. The softball, the Jordan softball thing, people don't, you know, my guests don't get it, so they don't jump on that. But.
Oh, I get it, but Jordan's not here.
All right, Chris.
I'm not going to take a copycat softball.
Don't you have Woody Allen movies to watch? all right, first game we're going to play, audience favorite. That I like to call, How Much Did This Shit Make? All of you are going to guess. This is an easy one. You don't really need to know how to play. Do you ever, Dustin, do you watch Price is Right?
Yes.
It's just like Price is Right.
Cool.
But totally different.
I'm going to name a I'm going to name a movie, and then you guys are all going to guess how much you think it made at the domestic box office in its entire run, according to boxofficemojo.com. And I picked a movie yesterday that takes place in Chicago, because that's where I was, but we didn't get around to playing this game because of Pete Holmes. You know Pete, Rachel?
Yes, I do.
That's that. What you just said speaks volumes. No comment. You gotta love that giant weirdo. And so the movie that I had picked from Chicago that I personally don't care for is called What Women Want, starring Mel Gibson as a man who suddenly has ESP, you know, the ability to read women's minds. And then he hardly gets laid at all. So it's very unrealistic. He goes after one woman. Like, what's that about? You should take that all over the world. He gets, oh, two different
somebody
women.
Somebody over here is a big that one. Guy.
There's a guy whose girlfriend made him watch that shit.
Oh, nobody made him watch anything. He's the... He's a,
what?
What? No, he just hates Jews. Watch out, Rachel. This is Texas.
I don't feel safe. Am I allowed to say that? I don't feel safe.
It is a scary environment when Mel Gibson fans are around.
He does not look like a Mel Gibson fan. He looks real amped up in a way that doesn't make me feel good.
I thought
you look like Mel Gibson. He's a little red, and he doesn't look like he's coming from.
He looks like a Riggs fan, you know, not Mel Gibson, but Riggs.
He's
like,
the kind of guy that'll punch you in your fucking face if his team loses. Just give you a nice square punch in your jaw.
That guy or Mel?
That guy.
How come you know so much about What Women Want? The movie, not the... Oh, okay, good memory.
I watched it a bunch.
Yeah.
My mom loves that movie, and I was raised by a single mom, so I had to watch all that shit. First Wives Club, like...
Yeah. Mexican dads don't like this movie.
Yeah, I was watching...
You would have never seen it if he stayed in your life.
I know! What are you doing, Miro? Why? No!
Wait, is it? Mom's like Mel Gibson, I think. My mom also has like a sassy thing for Mel Gibson.
Oh,
she likes to talk about it, and it's really embarrassing. She always goes, I know he doesn't care for the Jews, but I don't mind his buns. And she thinks that's like a... It's really uncomfortable for everyone.
She does not mind his buns.
I don't mind if I do. That's like her rock star thing she likes to say. It's just really uncomfortable for everyone. And she, yeah.
Yeah, buns. Women, nobody talks about buns anymore.
No one says word. It's so jarring whenever she says it.
Oh, man.
Nice bad buns.
My dad is a thing for Bruce Willis. In a weird... I know it sounds weird, but like, he wouldn't watch Sixth Sense because he knows he dies in it.
Oh.
And he's just like, not interested. No, thank you.
But he'll watch some of his other films because he wasn't paying attention, so it'll actually surprise him.
Exactly.
Has your dad always wanted to queer off with Bruce Willis, or is this like a new thing?
Kind of always. Like, after, like, it was a Die Hard. It was too much Die Hard. Like, too much, like, slow-mo. Why are you putting on the slow-mo when he's taking his shirt off? I'm just trying to watch the action sequences.
It's a good movie.
It's Revelation.
I'm not clear what's happening right now. I thought you said Bruce Willis didn't watch Sixth Sense because he knew he dies.
Oh, no. My dad didn't watch Sixth Sense.
The twist was spoiled for your dad, so he blew it off. That's what you're saying.
No, he doesn't want to watch a movie where Bruce Willis dies in it. It's nothing to do with the twist being revealed. He loves Bruce Willis can't watch a movie.
Well,
when
he seems alive through most of it.
Yeah.
Except for that scene where he goes to the automatic paper towel dispenser and nothing. He's just standing there for 10 minutes. It's in the deleted scenes. All right. We'll start with you, Rachel. How much do you think What Women Want made?
Can we start with Reggie Watts?
Okay.
He's not here, Rachel.
Yes, he is. Go with it. I'm trying to get you laid, man.
Let me see if I can get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Reggie, what do you think?
God damn it. I'm going to say $39 million.
That's because it was an old movie.
It's because I needed a number. I really have no idea how money works.
Do you want it, Rachel, should I go to Dustin or you?
Go to Dustin and okay. I'll close.
Okay.
I'll be the closer.
What'd you pick?
He said 39.
Million. Okay, I'm going to pick $38,999.
Because you want virtually no chance of being correct?
I thought you said right? Price is Right, man.
Yeah, Price is Right. You don't want to go. You don't want to go over.
$1. $1. I'm sorry.
Too late.
I'm sorry. White Women Want made $1. That's my final bid, Bob.
All right, Rachel. This is yours for the taking.
This one. This one's for Kevin Costner's buns. $70 million. $70 million. That's right. I says it. Yeah. So,
who said 20 million? You did? 20 million? 21, she says in the audience. Well, Rachel's our winner for this game because the movie was extremely popular with a lot of moms, Mexican or otherwise. $182.8 million.
Oh,
yeah, at that time. So now that's like a $300 or $400 million movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was huge.
That is nuts.
Wow. Yeah, Ryan Gosling, it looks like now he's making nibbles towards the cereal. He's starting to lick the side of the spoon, and you're going to make love to him in short time.
Speaking of Kevin
Costner. He looks more and more aroused. I'm just saying, after I got that answer right, he started to look really aroused.
He's going for you.
I'm gently petting him.
It's not because your boobs are resting on him. That's not why he's more aroused. It's because you got the answer right.
It may be because my cans are resting on his head. I'm not sure. Might be because he's motorboating me, but he looks happy.
I met that dude one time, man. Ryan Gosling is fucking cool, dude. Man, so fucking cool, man.
I love so many things about that. I love that you came in so late. Like, we brought him up so long ago, but that was the moment.
Because I didn't want to seem like a jerk. Like, hey, guess what? I met him, you know? I didn't want to, like, come in. Like, I met him, you guys. And then, but I did, and it was pretty awesome. I'm going to put that. I'm a humble guy still, so I'm a regular dude. But I've met Ryan Gosling.
Are you crazy stupid in love with him?
Not crazy stupid, but he was with Eva Mendez too, and I was with this girl, and we're in the lobby of this hotel, and it was just us, and I was just like, hey, you guys into swinging? And he started laughing. He liked
it. Oh, now I remember working with you.
It all comes back. I didn't have anyone then, though, so it would have been weird, but Eva Mendez didn't laugh, but he did. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the difference between them.
She didn't recognize your Mexicanness?
She has not seen Hop. I don't know what her problem is.
Where's my phone? Oh. What did you do in 21 and over?
Oh, I was the tower master. I said some stuff. I did something silly and you know, I was.
That's how you describe all of your performances.
Oh, I had my.
I did something silly.
I had my shirt off. That was kooky, right, guys? That's becoming my thing. I'm noticing in all my projects.
It's have your shirt off and We Bought a Zoo? Because that's inappropriate in front of that little girl.
Not
by
that
little
one.
Girl, I mean Scarlett Johansson.
I did it in that one, but it would have been a great improv. You know, I should have done that.
What did you do when We Bought a Zoo? Did you come in
something
and go, what did you guys
Let
do,
me
buy
guess,
a zoo?
Something silly.
I came in. There was a water bucket. No, I did do something silly. Fuck. Oh, my. You guys remember that shit? Oh, this is funny. Oh.
You're just now noticing that you're not hired for serious roles?
I went in. I forgot about this. You had to, like, it was like one of those montage scenes where we were, like, fixing up the place. And, like, there is this water fountain that I was fixing. And I went over and I put my screwdriver down. Then, pop, water hits me in the face. And I was like, rah, rah. That was water drowning.
Yeah. All right, we're starting this game with Rachel, and then we'll move down to Dustin and then Chris. And it's called ABCD's Nuts. And since we're at Mockingbird Station, is right outside the club here at Hyenas, so it's very convenient if you're thinking about visiting. If you come to an early show like this, you can catch a train out of here. And let's go ahead and spell it. That's how this game works. I tell you a letter as we spell Mockingbird Station, and when the letter gets to you, you name any movie that begins with that letter. Keep in mind that movies that start with the word "the" begin with the letter T, and I'm very strict on that. If your letter is E, you can't go Exorcist. And I will give you a few seconds to name a movie, and if you match the movie that I've already written down on this piece of paper, you win the game, and it's mercifully over.
And if my brain, like, weirdly freezes and I can't think of anything, then what happens?
Then you are out. But it doesn't matter.
That happens to me sometimes.
The sound system is aggravated that you would ask such a question.
Now it's definitely going to happen, just because...
Yeah, but it's okay. You still get back in for the Leonard Maltin game, and that's where the shit really goes down.
Okay.
Your letter is M. Any movie that begins with the letter M.
Miami Heat.
Bam, bam. It's that easy. But is that correct?
That's a that's a basketball team.
I thought they did a movie about them too.
Oh, it's the name of
a
basketball team.
I saw a movie about them too, though.
No.
I'm sure there's like a direct-to-video thing called Miami Heat. It's just too good of a title to walk away from.
But okay, I'm sorry. Mermaid. Mermaid. I'll go with Mermaid.
Mermaid.
I really did see
it. Mermaids?
Mermaids.
I think it's Mermaids.
Yeah. Okay.
Is the correct title. It's about Cher plays a lady named Merm.
Who has AIDS?
And she's the scourge of the county. I went with Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh.
Stick with the train theme, Mockingbird Station.
I was in that play in high school.
There's a play called Murder on the Orient Express?
There was.
Or did
yeah.
your fancy drama teacher just adapt the book?
Perhaps she did. I don't know. But anyway, I was a star one day a long time ago.
Did you get murdered?
I don't remember what happened.
Or were you Hercule Poirot? Did some guy have to pretend to be French and have a fancy mustache to twirl?
All I remember really was my outfit, and I remember doing the bow and a lot of sweating and fear, and yeah, I don't think it was really that amazing of a performance, but my parents were proud. Everyone else was kind of grossed out, but
You're sure it wasn't And Then There Were None? Because I think that was a play.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, neither does anyone else in this room as to what's happening right now.
Dustin, your letter is O.
I'm going to go with that movie Othello, you know? That has an O on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You guys are looking at me like
there's been several movie versions of Othello, and then there was the one with the all-black cast that was just called O.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about that.
It was 2 hours of O faces. okay, so I went with O Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, that's so much
better. Because that has a train in it. Your letter is C, Chris.
Catwoman. I believe someone ran a train on Halle Berry at some point. Best guess I could make.
Nobody runs a train on her in that movie. She's too busy eating sushi and sleeping on a shelf. And I went with Choo Choo and the Philly Flash, which is a real title. And And but choo-choo isn't spelled like a train. It's spelled C-H-U-C-H-U. Back to you, Rachel. The letter's K.
Let's see here.
Dustin, you know, you can think ahead to, you're probably, your letter is probably going to be I.
Okay.
If you want to be thinking about it ahead of time.
Okay.
It's one of the strategies of the game.
I'm just going to make things up now. I knew this was going to happen.
I.
Knight Slayer. He was a great man. He slayed all kinds of knights.
So you're wait a second. Okay, that makes sense.
No, I was not like, a knight. Like,
I thought
like
you meant a guy that slays people at night, and that would, of course, be an
it
N
makes
word.
Makes sense, but no. It's not.
I'm sorry that I just said the N word, Chris.
Yeah, Knight Slayer is our word, Doug. I don't know what you're talking about. Also, is that a movie?
Knights slay each other. I said I was going to make movies up. That was.
No, we're not making up movies.
But it's not. It's not just Knight's Tale. It's a Knight's Tale. So, and don't try to help her.
I kind of like.
There's
knights
a lot of yeah.
There's a lot of knight movies.
We get
but
it. There's a lot of words to begin
isn't
with.
One of them.
I said I was going to make one up.
Okay. But that's not how the game is played.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I said I'm going to cheat.
Rachel's,
deal with it.
Rachel's out. Rachel's out.
I get competitive.
So sorry, Dustin. You have to come up with a K word because she.
Oh, are you serious?
I am.
You gotta be shitting me, man. That whole time they were arguing, I was like, please keep arguing. All I could think was I was going to make up like into something because that sounds like some. So K now. Okay.
They yelled like nine answers.
Yeah, you still
already.
Get K.
Okay. Ah.
N-word and KKK, Doug, both. That's what we're yelling. It's a comedy show.
All right. Okay. Okay. Kindergarten cop. Kindergarten cop.
Yes.
Yes. Favorite, right?
It's not a tumor.
I actually blurted out half of the title that I had picked. I picked King Kong. From, because in the 1930s one, he fucks up the L train.
I think Arnold did that in Kindergarten Cop, too. I think the same thing happened.
Yeah, he just grabs a train and throws it to the ground. I is your letter, Chris.
In the heat of the night. Classic. Poitier.
I went with Ice Station Zebra.
Yeah. Awesome. Nerds
right.
Over there.
No. Back to Dustin. We need it. Again, apologies, but Dustin, we need an end title from you.
Let's do, let's just do fucking.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Let's just do it. Let's never ending story. Never ending story. Oh, man.
I went with Next Stop Wonderland. Or Next Stop, Greenwich Village.
They're yelling. It's a the. I don't know.
Oh, the never ending story. You're right.
Oh, you know what, man? You guys are dicks, dude. I guess, you guys saw my struggle, and you're just like, no. All right, let's do it.
No, they applauded you when they thought you succeeded.
They did.
Then they took a moment and decided to have my back because I'm too high to know that there was a the on never ending story. I just was just sitting here thinking about that big dog.
Damn it.
That big flying dog.
Okay.
So all we need for you, Chris, is a G word and you win.
Good Luck Chuck was the movie that was terrible.
That movie, there's definitely a train pulled in that movie.
Yeah. You can't be disqualified for that, saying that.
Like, for naming a terrible movie? No, that's
damn
not part
it.
Of the game.
Yeah, the quality of the movie does not come into it, unfortunately.
If it had, I would have lost to Catwoman. I'm pretty sure.
That one was great.
I had gone with Going Places, and then to spell out the rest of the title, I went with Back to the Future 3, because it has a train in it. Invincible, because it's set in Philadelphia, where I'm playing next weekend at Helium Comedy Club. Runaway Train is the R. D is Dr. Zhivago. S is Silver Streak. T is the Darjeeling Limited. A is A Hard Day's Night with the Beatles, because they ride in a train in it. T is Throw Mom from the Train. I is Interspace, which takes place in San Francisco, where I'll be July 10th at the Punchline. Once Upon a Time in the West is the O, that has a train in it, and North by Northwest has a train in it. And Chris won that game, everybody.
All right.
Rachel, Dustin, if you thought those games were difficult, now it's really about to, now shit's about to go down, because we're going to play a Leonard Maltin game. We start with you, Chris, because you won, and that might give Rachel and Dustin a chance to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Perfect.
I don't know, but Night Slayer was a fantastic film.
Oh, Night Slayer is going to be made now, I'm sure.
Yeah. Jason Statham.
That motherfucker slayed so many nights, it was ridiculous. And then afterwards, he just fucking partied all night long. I don't know, but he was the truth. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love when Rachel drops hip-hop terms. The best. He's the truth. Big fan of Gucci Mane.
So Chris gets to pick a category.
Yes,
and then we'll go to Rachel after Chris, and then hopefully Dustin will figure this out.
You know that's not going to happen, but okay, let's do it.
I'm so glad Dustin's here.
I can do it.
He makes me feel so much better about myself.
Thank you, thank you.
No, I mean, I feel like we can share in this together.
We can. Okay, wait, how do I play this game? Now I want to win. Come on.
You just might.
Okay.
It's a, you know, you don't have to be the best to win. You just have to be
perfect.
The person that says the right thing at the right time. We will start with Chris. He will pick a category, and then I will read some clues to determine what movie we're talking about, including the year and what Leonard Maltin thought of the movie. And then from there, Chris will then say, after I tell him how many actors are in the movie, he will say, I can name that movie in, and he'll name a number of actors. And keep in mind, we're reading from the bottom of the cast list up, according to Leonard Maltin's listing of the cast members. And then we bid until somebody tells somebody else to name that movie.
I'm sorry.
I just got a text from Sarah Silverman saying, you home? Want to get lunch? If by home you mean Dallas, then yes. Okay, so Chris, you get a pick between the following categories. At Wayne Adam, who's possibly here. There you are.
Oh.
Suggested North Dallas 40, and that's movies that have malt liquor in them. I'm not saying that's a gimme for you, Chris, but you might, I don't know, you and Rachel probably are most aware of when malt liquor appears in a film. at ZA_shojo_gamer suggested Silent J, and that's Kevin Smith is in a movie, but J is not there. Kevin Smith appears in the film, but Jay Muse is not around. And
I have
then,
some ideas for the malt liquor, whatever. Whenever everyone's ready for them.
And nobody,
I can't stop thinking of K movies either. This is gonna haunt me my entire life. I'm just gonna wake up in the middle of the night like Knots Landing, you fucking moron.
Also, that's a TV show.
TV program.
All right, now it's time for me to take my own life.
That's not a movie.
This is getting sadder and sadder. I started out, I had so much confidence and sass. Oh, I'm really falling apart.
There's a waitress, I'll take a Stella.
Yeah, me too, thank you, please.
Your third category, Chris.
Yes.
And feel free to walk away with this game as quickly as possible. Especially for whatever her name is. Darcy.
Yay!
At Delster 2 suggested, D-E-L-S-T-E-R 2 suggested Sweet Home Chicago, because I was in Chicago yesterday. This is movies that have a car chase in Chicago. Which one of those do you like? Don't say answers in the audience. Don't pre-guess.
I'm going to go Silent J.
Okay. You can pick between a movie that had Kevin Smith but not J. Muse from 2007. Or 2007.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. And there were two different movies in 2007 where that happened, so I'll just pick one.
Fair enough.
Three stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie.
That throws it off.
That's a mean thing to say. Kevin Smith is in it, and Leonard says about this movie that... wow, all of these clues give it away. Credibility gives way to preposterous action scenes towards the end. But it is still fun to watch, he says. That might have been too good of a clue based on...
the dance I'm doing right now?
Based on Chris strutting around the stage that the listeners cannot hear. And Leonard lists 10 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I've been waiting.
Chris Cubis.
Been waiting to say this for a long time. Let's say negative one name.
Now I gotta explain this shit.
Sorry.
Rachel. By negative one names, he means that he can not only name the title of this movie, he can also name the top billed performer in the movie. So you can either go negative two, which would mean you'd have to name the movie and name the top two people as listed by Leonard Maltin, or say to Chris, name that movie and, you know, just hope and pray that he's got the wrong movie in mind.
Name that movie.
Because he seems
That's
pretty confident.
I'll say name that movie.
All right, Chris.
Bruce Willis, Live Free or Die Hard.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who was...
I'm trying to make this dramatic. Chris is going to walk away with this game today.
Who was...
I'm trying to make it as exciting as possible.
Was number two Oliphant or Justin Long?
What are you, Sam Levine?
I was trying, trying to be Fat Wolverine today. That's what I'm going for.
I don't know, but...
Bunch of inside references. You gotta listen.
Chris Backslash.
You're like Santa Wolverine.
Instead of Claus candy canes and shit. Okay.
He gives all the children knives. Justin Long was second and Timothy Oliphant was third. Show off. But good job.
That baseball shitty movie with the... What was it?
I'm not going to say what the other one was. I'm going to keep this category in play, and someone else will have to suffer through that. Some other contestants will have to suffer. So Chris has a point, and that means we're going to start with Dustin. Gets to pick a category, and then we'll go to Rachel. And Dustin, would you like one of these three categories? Four Weddings and a Funeral, that's Frank Sinatra movies because he had four wives and now he's dead.
Okay.
Or, he's not going to pick that. The Dark Knightley, that's movies where Keira Knightley kills someone. Yeah. Or Glenn, So Close. And that's movies where Glenn Close was nominated but did not win an Oscar. Narrows it down to about six or seven, I think. Which one of those would you like to play, Dustin?
Let me do the second one.
Keira Knightley.
Yes.
Okay, Keira Knightley kills someone in this movie from 2004. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. This is a U.S., British, Irish co-production.
Dude, I think I know what this is, man.
You think so? Okay, well, Hang on a second. Then when I say how many names, you could say zero names, and then and then Rachel's going to have to deal with that.
Does his negative one count? That was that we're just
That's the last round. This is a fresh, clean slate.
Okay.
The unrated director's cut runs 138 minutes, which is probably about 137 minutes longer than I would want to watch this particular movie. And Leonard lists 10 names, once again. How many names do you think you need? Dustin Ibarra.
Zero.
He says zero.
Yeah.
So Rachel's in kind of a similar position again, but at least it's not for the win because we played at 2 points. So unless she thinks she knows what it is and can go into negative names, she has to say...
Name that movie.
Yeah. What's it called, Dustin?
Domino. The Dominoes?
Rachel just got a point because it's called King Arthur.
What? No, what? Fuck, they even did that again?
The U.S. name was Night Slayer, so maybe you know it under that.
Oh, okay. Damn, man. See, I thought that was category was gonna be out like Dark Knight and shit. You know, I was like Batman. I can do that.
So many knights. He slayed the bejesus out of knights.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The Night Slayer is just a really, really fucking fucked up drunk guy.
I'm the Night Slayer. Yeah, bro.
And nobody is named him that. It just like says that on his license plate.
How is it spelled? Is it like K and then N-T? Is it Cunslayer or Nice?
What's this guy?
I can't tell what the license plate
says. It was Cunslayer. Literally.
K-N-T-S.
He slayed through.
I asked for it's pretty great.
I asked for Notch Landing and they put Notch Slayer. I'm a big fan of nighttime soaps. All right, so this means that...
Can we go back to the malt liquor question? I really...
It might come back around.
I feel really confident when I think about that.
Who was left out of that one? That was Dustin was left out of that one. So Dustin gets to pick, and then... I'm sorry, Chris? Chris gets to pick, and then we'll go to Rachel. Because we switched the order around. Chris, would you like... Which one of these categories would you like? The at Steve_Melvin suggested The Past and the Curious, and that's movies with sexually ambiguous historical figures. And at Mean Laquifa suggested last week, Zach Galifianakis laughed for a solid 5 minutes at that. He could not stop laughing.
Took him to lunch.
The category is Hook a Brother Up, which is movies where a black person is fishing. And Mike_Drury, D-R-U-R-Y, suggested Super Rhymey. You know, it's a play on Super Rhymey. Super Rhymey, and that's movies where the title rhymes. Like, the words in the title rhyme with each other. Which one of those would you like, Chris?
Let's do it. Mean Laquifa. Hook a brother up. Let's do it. Mostly because I can only think of one movie where a black person fishes.
1997 is the year.
It's gotta be.
Leonard Maltin calls the movie a bomb.
Sure.
He says it's an embarrassing...
I'm strutting!
He's saying it's an embarrassing waste of talent, and this film really smells. And he lists seven... Sit the fuck down. He names... He names seven names. How many names, Chris?
I'm going to say zero.
Okay. And you know, if you go on to win today with a zero or lower bid, you you will be in the Tournament of Championships. Some guy over there yelled, "No! Don't let him in! He's not one of us!" But I think you're right. I think I've said recently that you got to get into negative names to get in. Can you go negative one?
I already did negative one.
Oh, earlier.
The last guy. The last
so all you got to do is win today and you'll be in. Okay.
Trying.
All right, good. That's been settled. That was a close one. All right, so you say zero?
I say zero.
All right, Rachel, this is another situation where you would just have to hope, I would imagine, because do you think you know what it is?
Obviously, I have no idea. We've established that.
So if you ask him to name it, hopefully he won't know it.
Let's see which blacks have gone fishing recently. Name that movie.
What's it called, Chris?
Gone Fishing.
How do you spell the second word?
Yes, yes.
This fucked up.
How do you spell it?
Extra rules.
Or how do you pronounce it? Pronounce it correctly.
Gone Fishing.
That's correct.
Yeah. Is it? I'm going to show off. Is it Danny Glover or Pesci? That's number one. That's why I didn't go negative.
That's not showing off.
I just couldn't. I couldn't remember.
That's saying I don't know.
Fair enough. The opposite of showing
off. But which one would you guess?
Blade of Seth. I would guess
who would
Danny,
get top billing in the world we live in?
I would say Pesci.
Yeah, that little piece of shit. Danny Glover was sitting around going, I'm a star of this. I'm too old to fish with that guy. So Chris is our winner and an entrant in the Tournament of Championships.
Congratulations, Sam.
So what do you think, Dustin? Have you figured it out yet?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I think you'd be good. Well, we'll have you back on sometime now that you know how to do it.
Yeah. Thank you.
That'll be great.
Gone fishing. That was good, man.
Now, you were playing for Sam. I need him to tell me a shithead. You wrote it down on a little post-it. Very good. What? And and Rachel, is there a shit down on the back of yours? Of your Ryan Gosling eating cereal? So just hand that to me. Mm-hmm. There we go. And do you want this back, whoever made this?
Oh, she wants it back.
Oh, she wants it back.
She sleeps
she
with
needs
it.
To hang on to that.
She holds it.
What? Oh, it's your roommate's book?
In quotes. She put
oh, you're
going
to give it to her. Okay, here you go. I know how to throw a book. It didn't get hurt. Settle down. Wait, what does this say? Oh, weird.
I don't know.
This is the weirdest shithead I've ever read. But let me thank the guests first. Let's hear it for all of my guests. Chris Cubis. Dustin Ibarra.
Thank you.
Make sure you check out Rent the Movie Hop and just watch the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, you know.
Till he comes in.
We'll do some silly shit.
And then get the fuck out. Are you going to be in Hop 2? They must be making Hop 2.
Yeah, that'll be the one that goes to straight to DVD and I'm a star. That'd be awesome. The person that no one cares about. Hey, guys, remember this guy? He's a star now.
He's also going to be a Night Slaver.
Night Slaver. I like that.
I kind of like that even better
night
now.
Slaver. Night Slaver's a way of living.
I just like Night Slave. He's going to be a Night Slave for It's Time to Get Nasty. And
finally, the Night Slave movies get nasty. Night Slayer. And Rachel Feinstein. Feinstein, everybody. Let me get a picture of you guys real quick. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for being here. And, you know, I'll come hang out in the lobby if you guys want, you know, pictures and stuff or to yell at me for things that were incorrect in today's show. The corrections department will be right out there. And thank you. Dallas, you never disappoint me. Thank you so much for coming out. As always, the goddamn cottonwood in my car is a shithead. Okay. Thanks for bringing the local reference by. And the Alamo is a shithead.
Yeah. Because I said I was Mexican, right? You racist bastard.
Where's that end theme?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.